Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm Mike Clark, podcast editor for the Cochrane Library. There are many Cochrane reviews relevant to the diagnosis and treatment of tuberculosis. These were added to in June 2024 by a new review of prognosis, specifically to look at the impact of undernutrition. Here are two of the authors, Juan Franco and Brenda Bongart, from the medical faculty of the Heinrich Heine University Düsseldorf in Germany, to tell us more.
Worldwide, tuberculosis, or TB, caused an estimated of 1.6 million deaths in 2022, with about 10.6 million new cases diagnosed in that year. Undernutrition is one of the most important risk factors. And each year, the WHO provides statistics called the population attributable fraction, which is an estimate of how much TB is due to undernutrition. This is reported in the WHO TB report, which is a comprehensive and up-to-date overview of TB and the progress made on strategies to try to end this disease. The population attributable fraction help us understand which percentage of cases of a disease, in this case TB, can be attributed to a specific risk factor, in this case undernutrition. It tells us how much of the TB burden could be avoided if undernutrition were eliminated. It is based on the latest data on prevalence of TB and estimates for the risk posed by undernutrition. And this is where our work comes into play. So I'll hand over to Brenda to summarize what we did for our Cochrane review.
Thanks, Juan. In our review, we aim to determine the prognostic value of undernutrition in predicting TB in both children and adolescents and across all settings. We search for both retrospective and prospective cohort studies in which adults, adolescents, and children from diverse settings were characterized by many baseline characteristics, including undernutrition. This is defined as wasting, stunting, or being underweight. Our primary outcome of interest was the incidence of TB disease.
So for context, people can be infected with TB and not have any symptoms, or they can present with symptoms. Symptoms that alert a physician to suspect TB include persistent cough, which may be bloody, weight loss, fever, and night sweats. After a diagnosis is made, this is called TB disease. And we're interested in the association between this outcome, TB disease, and undernutrition.
To do this, we used data from a total of 51 cohort studies with over 27 million participants. We used standardized Cochrane methodology and a tool called QIPS to assess risk of bias in the studies before performing a random effects meta-analysis. Our main analysis indicated that being underweight doubles the risk of TB disease, or more precisely in statistical terms, the hazard ratio for developing TB disease was 2.23 times higher in people being underweight compared to people not being underweight, based on data from about half the included studies. A few of the studies in our review presented their data in a different way, using the odds ratio or risk ratio for the development of TB. We pooled these studies separately, and they also showed results similar to the hazard ratios, with a pooled odds ratio of 1.56 and the pooled risk ratio of 1.95. It is important to add that most of the included studies had less than 10 years of follow-up. However, the very few studies that had longer follow-up signaled an even higher risk for TB disease, but these results are very uncertain.
Thanks for summarizing the numbers so clearly, Brenda. These estimates will inform the future WHO TB report, which delivers state-of-the-art annual updates on the TB epidemic and progress on its prevention, diagnosis, and treatment worldwide. This report also updates on the milestones achieved by the World End TB Strategy. This comprehensive global framework, launched in 2014, aims to eliminate TB-related deaths, TB incidents, and catastrophic costs for families affected by TB. So all in all, the global TB report is a vital tool for tracking the epidemic, guiding policy, and promoting research and innovation. With that in mind, Brenda, would you like to conclude by saying a little bit about how systematic reviews like ours on undernutrition as a risk factor for TB might help the end TB strategy?
In general, systematic reviews are crucial for policymakers. They provide valuable insights into prognosis, diagnosis, treatment, and even prevention strategies. Concerning the NTB strategy, systematic reviews may facilitate the design and the implementation of effective TB control programs and thereby ease the enormous burden of TB. In the case of our Cochrane review, the prognostic information we provided allows the prediction of the proportion of TB cases that are attributable to undernutrition. This, in turn, may raise overall awareness of the importance of nutrition in preventing TB. It may inform health systems to design targeted interventions for populations at high risk of both TB and undernutrition, such as children and people living with HIV. And it could support the careful planning and prioritization of resources as part of TB control efforts. So finally, Juan, if people would like to read our review, how can they get hold of it?
It's available free online at cochranelibrary.com. A search for undernutrition and tuberculosis will show it near the top of the list.